consider a female a thought or hoe if she sleeps with you too quickly?
Oh.
Yeah. Is it yes or no?
Nah, you know, we gotta explain that.
Is it yes or no?
I'll be honest with you.
Real honest.
It's a yes or no depending on where I am in my life. It depends on where I am. And I mean, as far as like age wise, not really status quo, but like age wise.
At this age right now?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Mike?
Yo, I have gotten some of the best relationships out of my life dating somebody that we kind of slept with each other fairly quickly. And I have gotten some of the worst relationships in my life with somebody that made me wait longer than I needed to.
But do you consider her a thought?
Nah. We grown now. It's all about... Exactly.
It's all about connection.
Connection. So yeah, if the connection is there, you're not just saying... You're not just looking at me and saying, hi, oh, you got a nice car, you got a nice teeth. Here's my box. No, like, but if we go out, we have a great time. We have great conversation. We have great chemistry.
Connection is there.
And things just so happen that it leads to sexual activities. Then I'm going to respect that.
At this age, it's like... It's expected. Like,
what's expected?
I'll be honest with you. You know, and like... I get offended when a chick, like, if I was to play the game, I get offended if a chick be like, well, yeah, you gotta, you know, I got this 90-day rule.
And
yeah, you gotta court me and show me the 7 C's and what. Like, what? Like, what's going on here?
FYI,
like,
I know a guaranteed 3-date rule.
I want to touch on a 3-day rule if you got time.
3-day rule.
A lot of women will walk away thinking like they got 3-dated.
Yo.
Wait, what?
I got a 3-date rule.
We have a 3-date.
We got a 3-day rule. That
3 dates or 3 days?
Three dates. Like, you went on 3 dates with a man.
And a guy would get in them jaws. 90% of chance.
95% of no. 90, it's like 95%.
95. All right, my boy said 95.
95%.
And a lot of women. Not to say I have done it to women, but I guarantee you, every woman I said this to,
they think about it.
They say, oh shit, I might have got 3-dated.
And it's not like something that we sat down and thought about. It's something that happened throughout a lot of years of experience.
Nah, this some shit y'all thought about because y'all got a term for it and everything.
No. You got to understand.
Through explaining it.
Through developing it, we thought like,
so y'all developed a method.
Like, yo, this happened like 3 times to me.
We call it the 3 W's.
3 W's.
You call it 3 W's. And a guy, 95%, like my boy said, you get in them drawers.
Getting them drawers.
Now, do you want me to start on this really quick? Do we have the time?
It's all on you.
Go ahead. Y'all got 2 minutes.
Number one, start it off. When a guy meets a woman, first of all, a woman knows right away. Yo.
What time
it is? Either the size of his pockets or the size of his... The bulge in his pants, whether she wants to be with him or not. Now, I don't mean it literally, but when I say, I mean it figuratively.
Okay. If
the size in your pocket could be your status, who you are, what you're about.
Okay.
The size in your pants could be your smile, how you look, your swag.
Okay.
She already knows whether she wants to drop them jaws or not. Okay. It's up to you to fuck it up.
Okay.
The first date I call...
Side note, a lot of dudes talk themselves out of vagina. I'm just going to throw that out there. A lot of dudes.
The first date, 3 W's, first date, I call the whatever date. The whatever date. Now, the whatever date, it's angled
to be... It's meaningless.
To be whatever. Let's go hang out. Whatever.
It's meaningless.
Because, first of all, women get scared when a man say, all right, let's go out, and you take them to SDK and Ruth Chris. First date off the back, like, why is this guy trying to spend money on me and just cash out right away?
Okay.
No. I like to do what I used to like. I got a lady now. What I used to do was I like to do the whatever date. So I kind of know, and it's you whatever date usually in the middle of the week.
Okay. Tuesday,
so
Wednesday.
I kind of sense, all right, you off Wednesday? So I'm going to hit you up less than 24 hours.
Love and hip hop on Monday. You can't do Monday.
I say, yo, oh, what you doing? You busy? You're not doing anything? Let's just run to the bar real quick. Now, this is not orchestrated. It's not planned. Like, she could have been on her ass sitting home watching whatever.
This Uggs
but I just
Uggs
randomly hit her up 2 hours prior and said, let's go to the bar. Now, I'm able to go sit down at a bar, not orchestrated, not planned, and could be as T-shirt and sweats And the fact that we're just hanging out and just having a conversation and just drinking a beer or drinking a cocktail is sufficient. It's no big plan, like, wow. Right. It's a whatever date.
There's no weight on anybody's shoulders.
That whatever date is essential because, again, women don't like to feel like they're being set up. And at whatever date, it makes it seem like it's just whatever.
It seems genuine, actually. It seems genuine.
And one, for a guy, especially going on first dates, you don't have to spend too much money because weekdays have happy hour.
Happy hour.
So this really y'all protecting y'all pockets?
No, it's a science to it.
But it's
a science to it.
Like, so what's you're getting the best out of her.
I'm gonna do the wow. So step two of the three dates is the wow date.
This is the date
where, you know, everything is structured throughout the course of maybe 3 weeks or whatever the case may be, maybe 2 weeks depending on, you know, what kind of job you got.
Okay.
But the wild date is the date where, you know, throughout the time that passes with the whatever date, your communication is going on, texting, good morning, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. Then you hit them like, listen, sweetheart, this Saturday I got reservations at this place. I'm going to pick you up at 7:30.
The plan of this date is to wow her.
The first whatever date, she catch you on the humble, you know, you and your little Nike Tech or whatever, your little Uniqlo or what have you, and you're regular. You know, you're in your element. But the wow date, you show her a different you. She never seen this you. Mm-hmm. She didn't see it coming. She's like, who is this guy? You're tailored up. You know what I mean?
Now, a lot of guys could go the expensive route and just take her somewhere she never been. Like, how many people that goes to Ruth Chris every weekend? Not a lot.
Right. But the wild date, hold on, Killer. The wild date has a lot of different intricacies into it. Because it's like, if she lives in, like, Brooklyn, you want to take her to Staten Island. She ain't never been to the island. If she live in Staten Island, you want to take her to Queens. She ain't never been there.
I don't think nobody want to go to Staten Island.
Well, you're just taking her out of the element. You take her out of her element.
So you don't necessarily have to spend the money. You just got to take her out of the element.
Element.
The point of this date, at the end of the date, at the middle of the date, or at the start of the date, she's going to be in this place, and it's going to be something totally different, and she's going to say to you, wow. This is a really nice place.
He really took time and planned this.
Wow. I got to really tell my friends about this.
I don't think...
If she says that, you have accomplished the wild date.
What's the last W?
The wild date.
The whatever.
The wild date.
Wild.
So that's the hanky.
Now, the wild date... No. You're going to have sex as a theme in this. Sex is theme. You're not telling her you want sex, but you're insinuating it. Now, after every date, guys got to know... It's just as bad to go after the box as it is to reject it. So she might throw it at you. Do not miss the signals. So the last date, again, is the wild date. You have the sex theme. You dating somebody that's a little wilder. You want to take them to a strip club. You dating somebody that you guys both have great bodies. Take them to the spa. You guys gonna have the shirts off and everything. You dating somebody that likes dancing, little Spanish mommy like dancing. Let's go to the
bachatas.
The theme of this date is going to be my hands on you, your hands on me, physical intimacy. Like, sex is the theme of this date.
At the end of these three dates,
you got your drawers. But there's something in business called cutting your losses short.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that. Most CEOs that have profitable businesses know when to cut their losses short. So you don't want to spend a lot of time investing in something that's not profitable.
Yeah.
So you got to know when the signs to either A, accept the box, or, you know, be able to determine the box is not coming your way. And you got to cut your losses short.
Yeah.
Because chicks will milk you like a cash cow. And if you a cash cow, they like cereal, they're going to eat. And that's about it. They're just going to keep getting you and getting you and getting. And then I feel sorry for you.
Yo, I'm going to patent that. The three W's.
I think you should.
The whatever.
She got the thinking face on right now.
Nah, I'm saying. Wow. This sounds like a whole crock of shit that people will buy.
But men would do this. And they probably don't think that they're doing it, but...
What man is doing this, though?
Every man is doing it, actually. I believe.
I don't know. I got to think about that one.
I feel like men don't know that they're doing it until they sit down and talk about it. And then they find out they did it. And then they get upset. Because they didn't cut their losses short.
I mean, but some relationships are like that. When you sit back and think, like, damn, I should have got out after the third day. Like,
yeah.
After the first week was over.
But you guys got to know. You kind of feel it out. Like, yo, can I, is this something I could really do, or is something I really want to invest in or not? You know. Guys know. But, you know, people have too much wishful thinking. Like, come on, be real with yourself.
So you got to be honest with yourself.
You got to be honest with yourself.
Be honest with yourself and be honest with others.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming.